We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Against Mr. Snyder before it took over the investigation, yes or no?
We did know about the 2009 allegations by July of 2000. And we made sure that our independent investigator was aware of those allegations, and she was not blocked by NDAs. She had the ability to speak to anybody who was willing to come forward. It was their choice. She did speak to Mr. Snyder twice. We were aware of that issue in that summer.
So the NFL was monitoring the so-called independent investigation, yet it allowed Mr. Snyder to oversee the investigation of the team and his own conduct for at least 6 weeks before stepping in. Isn't that correct?
I'm sorry, Congresswoman. I'm not sure I followed your questioning there.
That the NFL was monitoring the supposed independent investigation. Yet, though you were doing that, the NFL allowed Mr. Snyder to oversee the investigation of the team and his own conduct for at least 6 weeks before stepping in. Isn't that correct?
Congresswoman, I think I would try to clarify that, and I said it in my opening statement, is that we were asked to give recommendations for counsel to be able to look into the workplace issues. We gave them several candidates. They select Beth Wilkinson, which is an excellent choice. They began that investigation, and within several weeks, it was no more than 6 weeks in my recollection, they asked to have that investigation turned over to the league. We accepted to do that, but we said there will be no further investigations by the Washington football team at that point. We would take over this investigation. And we did with an independent, and she went ahead and she made her decisions on how to conduct this investigation independently. And that's what we expected from her. And she did an outstanding job on that.
I'm glad you did that after that 6 week period. Mr. Goodell, will you commit today that if any future allegations against a team owner alleging a misconduct arise, that the NFL will conduct an independent investigation, not the team, under inquiry? Yes or no?
As part of the personal conduct policy, if there was an allegation that triggered that, the league would take over that investigation.
Thank you for that, for making that point clear. I yield back, Madam Chair.
The gentlelady yields back.
Madam Chair, before you go to the next questioner, I would like to formally request that former NFL player Burgess Owens be waived on the committee today.
Without objection.
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay, the gentleman from Ohio, Mr. Jordan, is now recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner, you believe in the First Amendment, don't you?
I do.
I mean, all parts of it, all rights we have, your right to practice your faith, your right to petition the government, right to assemble, freedom of press, freedom of speech. You believe in all that?
Yes, Congressman.
Why do you ban Dave Portnoy from NFL games?
Pardon me, I couldn't hear your question.
Why do you ban Dave Portnoy from NFL games? He's a journalist. In fact, he's a sports journalist. Why is he banned?
Congressman, I'm not familiar with that issue. I'm happy to check with my staff, but I'm not aware of that. Yes.
Well, I think we're all aware of that. We're all aware of that. I mean, he interviewed the President of the United States, interviewed President Trump in the White House. It seems to me if you can get into the White House, you should be able to get into a football game, particularly as a member of the press and a member of the sports press. But you don't know anything about that?
I don't, sir.
Do you agree with the Washington Redskins' decision to fine Jack Del Rio $100,000?
That was the decision that was made by Coach Rivera. Again, as I stated earlier, they are responsible for monitoring and managing their own workplace. He made that decision on his own. I did not speak to him. I have great respect for Coach Rivera. He made his decision for reasons I'm sure that he thought were
I appreciate all that, Commissioner, but that's not what I asked you. I said, do you agree with the Washington Redskins' decision to fine Jack Del Rio $100,000?
I don't think it's my position to be able to say whether it was the correct decision or not.
Well, Coach Rivera, in his statement when he fined his assistant coach $100,000, he said, Del Rio, quote, does have the right to voice his opinion as a citizen of the United States, and it is most certainly his constitutional right to do so. I don't know if that's actually accurate anymore, because if you do voice that, you end up getting fined and have to write a check for $100,000. Does that concern you?
I, again, have great respect for Coach Rivera. I presume that he had reasons for doing what he did, and I'm sure he took a lot of factors into consideration there.
Last year at the start of the season, I'm looking at the New York Times article, a piece from September 5th, 2021. Last year, start of the NFL season, you made this statement. You said, we, the National Football League, encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. Did you really mean that when you said that, Mr. Goodell?
Yes. I think people are always responsible for what they say and what they do, but yes.
And when you said you encourage all to speak out, you meant all, not just some.
That's correct, Congressman, but you're responsible for what you say. There are consequences for what you do and say in life.
Yeah. So it seems to me, I mean, this is the concern I have. It seems to me the NFL encourages all to speak out unless you're Dave Portnoy and not allowed to a game, unless you're Jack Del Rio, you get fined. That is, I think, the concern not only I have, but a lot of your fans across this country have this standard. Does that concern you at all?
It always concerns me what our fans think and how they react, but we try to make sure that we're responsible in all our comments.
Yeah, let me just read the tweet from Mr. Del Rio. It said, would love to understand the whole story about why the summer of riots, looting, burning, and the destruction of personal property is never discussed, but January 6th is. What part of that statement, what part of that tweet warranted a $100,000 fine?
Again, Congressman, I didn't issue the fine. I wasn't part of the decision-making process. Coach Rivera obviously had reasons which he believed were substantial to do that. And I have great respect for him.
Yeah, but I mean, hearing is about the NFL stepping in when something happened at the Washington football team's organization. And now we had something that happened in the Washington football team's organization. You say you had no part of that. You're not gonna comment on it. It's not something that should concern you. But it seems like it should when assistant coach issues a tweet that I think a lot of people would say, you know what, we Republicans condemned the violence that took place in the summer of 2020, and we condemned the violence that took place on January 6th. We've been consistent. I think that was the point the coach was making. He gets fined, and you have nothing to say about it.
I am not going to interfere with the workplace decisions that a club makes on a matter like that. That is not something that rises to the occasion, such as the subject that we're talking about today, when you have a workplace that is obviously toxic and unacceptable and unprofessional.
No one supports that, but we do support the First Amendment. And I understand this is a private organization, but the chilling impact when speech is curtailed like this and you get fined for a tweet that you put out, I think that is a concern to all of us. That's why I raise it in the committee hearing today. Madam Chair, I yield back.
The gentleman's time has expired. He yields back. The gentleman from Virginia, Mr. Conley is recognized for 5 minutes.
I thank the chair and thank him for accommodating me today. I will just begin by saying there's a lot of chutzpah coming from the other side of the aisle. When the Republicans were the majority under my predecessor, Tom Davis, when he was chairman, had no problem having hearings on steroids and baseball. Also a sports issue, also a private entity, but there were no questions about jurisdiction then. And when it comes to being lectured about the lack of oversight, I remember 4 long years in the Trump administration, not a single Republican voted for a single subpoena during those 4 years. And we had no oversight hearings on our committee over the Trump administration and its misdeeds. And God knows that was fertile territory. So I'm not going to be lectured by those folks telling us about our dereliction of duty and oversight. Mr. Goodell, do you believe the NFL has held Mr. Snyder and others accountable for 20 years of misconduct at what is now called the Commanders?
Yes, I do.
You believe you've held them to account?
Yes.
Sufficiently?
Yes. Most importantly, Congressman, I think we were able to, in addition to the accountability, be able to effectuate change in the organization that, as I mentioned before, is a substantial transformation.
Let's talk about that substantial transformation. Instead of releasing the Wilkinson report, you issued a 4-page press release. And inter alia, you said in that 4-page press release, ownership and senior management actually paid little or no attention to these issues documented in the Wilkinson report. Is that correct?
I don't have the release in front of me, but.
Well, all right. But the committee's investigation has shown that's actually not true. Mr. Snyder paid lots of attention in ordering executives to fire cheerleaders who fraternized with players. He told other executives to keep cheerleaders, quote, skinny with big. And here he used a pejorative word to describe a part of the female anatomy. Or he said he'd kill them. He intervened in HR decision after HR decision personally, deciding never to punish the favorite coach who groped lower level employees, but punished the women in those cases, not the men, in a very consistent pattern. We've also now learned that there are at least 2 sexual assault allegations about him personally. Were you aware of that when you issued the statement that he paid little or no attention to these issues? Is that news to you?
As Congressman, as I stated, I think earlier, latest allegation was from your roundtable this February. So I was not aware of that until that time.
So does that change your mind now that you're aware of it?
That's why we appointed Mary Jo White to look into it to determine whether the allegation and what the facts are behind the allegation. Will we release that report when it's completed? Because she brought that up in a public setting.
So you're committing now to release that report?
Yes, I am, because she brought it up in a public setting, Congressman. I stated that in my opening.
So is that the distinction you're making between the Wilkinson report and the White report? One was brought up in a public setting and the other was not?
Yes,
I don't get it
as I said in my opening, I also made the distinction. It's a very important distinction, is that to get people to participate, Congressman, we promised them confidentiality and privacy. And an important thing for us is to be able to stand behind that, not just for this case with the Washington
Commissioner,
for any future cases.
But you're acting as if the victims have not subsequently, in fact, called for the public release of the report. Virtually every victim we've met with in our roundtable, in private meetings we've had, I've got a lot of constituents who are victims of this culture. All of them have called for the release of the report. They've even created T-shirts saying release the report. So your concern about privacy, while commendable, seems to have been overtaken by the need for the public to understand what happened and to determine on its own, based on that report, whether that culture, unlike what you assert, is continuing.
But Congressman, I would disagree with you respectfully on many occasions. There are obviously people who have come out. I mentioned again that in my opening statement, you have had witnesses that came forward, and I respect them for that choice. But there are also others that made a choice not to come forward, not to disclose their identities, and to request that their identities be kept private. We think that's fundamental in the concept of trying to make sure, to the committee's point here, none of us want sexual harassment or bad workplaces. We think it's fundamental to have a workplace that people can come to forward and tell of incidents, and they can be followed up. We also
Madam
Chair, his time's expired.
The gentleman's time has expired. Thank you for your questions. Thank you very much. The gentleman from Florida, Mr. Donalds.
Madam Chair, can I just make a point? Last time I checked, you're the chair of the committee. It's up to you to decide when my time is up, not Mr. Comer. Thank you.
Your time is up. The gentleman from Florida, Mr. Donalds, is recognized for 5 minutes.
thank you, Madam Chair. Look, I think it's important in this hearing to clarify a couple of things. Was the workplace environment at the Washington Redskins / Commanders abhorrent? The commissioner has testified yes. In the previous roundtable, everybody agreed to that. Has the organization been held accountable through financial fines, the distancing of Mr. Snyder from the team for an extended period of time, and with transformation of team culture? The answer to all those is yes, as testified by the commissioner of the National Football League. It has been brought up in his hearing that yes, 4 years ago when Mr. Gowdy was chair of this committee, that we did investigate sexual harassment associated with USA Gymnastics. But it's important to understand the context of those hearings. The disgusting actions of Dr. Nasser were actually coming to light at the same time as Congress was holding those hearings, at the same time as we were going, as that was moving through the criminal procedures. So let's understand what we're talking about here. The workplace environments of the Washington Redskins at that period of time was abhorrent. Everybody in this hearing agrees with that. But have they been held accountable? According to the commissioner, yes, they have been held accountable. Which goes back to the point that Republicans on this committee are actually saying, if you want to bring legislation about this, that's fine, that's one thing. But if you want to sit a chair in the middle of this hearing room with Mr. Snyder's name on it, knowing full well that Mr. Snyder told the committee he was not going to be able to attend, well, that takes on the elements of a show hearing. And if Congress is going to go through the pathway of conducting show hearings where members of Congress want to take their pound of flesh from American citizens, regardless of their stature, what you're going to get is American citizens actually having less respect for the committees of Congress. We have so many issues facing us in the United States right now. Gas prices are through the roof. I was just at the border for the fourth time last week. I've had four trips to the border. The president of the United States has never been. Meanwhile, fentanyl is coming into every community in the United States. It is killing people in our country between the ages of 18 and 45. It is the number one cause of death. This committee has said nothing about fentanyl to this point. Not one word. We've not done it here. So I think if you're going to examine why Republican members are frustrated with this hearing, it is not about the conduct of the Washington Redskins. It's not about that conduct, because we find that conduct to be distasteful. But you have to also look at the facts that the National Football League, which is the entity responsible for the Washington Redskins, they've gone through that investigation. They've actually held the team accountable. So what are we doing now? Are we actually going to ignore the real-life economic issues that are harming every American in the United States, whether you happen to be male or female, whether you happen to be rich or poor, whether you happen to be black or white? Or are we going to continue to do these show hearings? Yes, while America struggles in the reality of Joe Biden's disastrous economic policies today in the United States. That is the ire, that is that is why members of Congress on the Republican side of the aisle are so confounded as to why we've hauled in the commissioner from the NFL. Look, I'm gonna be fully transparent with y'all. I ain't really got no love for the NFL, okay? you know, like, I don't really have much love for the NFL. I love football. I've had my issues with certain rulings that have come from the NFL. There's things that, Commissioner Goodell, I don't agree with your decisions on certain things that you've done in your tenure, but I'm not going to use my time as a member of Congress to grill you on that. That is your business as running the NFL. If the owners have a problem with you, let the owners deal with it. Me personally, I'm a Cowboys fan. So, you know, if the product on the field of the Washington Commanders is not good, that's great for me, personally. But I'm not going to use my time as a member of Congress to grill that organization when they've already been held accountable by the governing body who was responsible for them, which is the NFL, which the commissioner of the NFL has already testified to today. So, Madam Chair, if you want to understand why members on this side of the aisle are frustrated, it's not about holding sexual harassment in the workplace accountable. It is not that. It is about us conducting show trials, which distract us from the business Congress should be looking at. And with that, I yield back.
Speaking of yielding back, woo! Lot to take in here, Jeff Walker.
Yes, indeed.
Roger was getting pissed there for a second when that one dude was bucking at him.
I think it's basically what we're hearing is a game plan on both sides where you're starting to hear Democrats all saying one thing, Republicans all saying one thing, where this is not really about this whole workplace thing. This is about whatever they presented and they want to do. And I get to a point where I'd like to do Jordan. What Jack Derrio said, I think ultimately he tried to shoo-shoo it. When you work for a private entity and you sign a contract, they have morals clauses in it. And if you have to be, if you're punished because of those morals, you went against those moral clauses, that has nothing to do with this, the First Amendment, anything. You know, so I think what's happening right now is we're basically taking this NFL thing with the Washington Commanders, and we're having a political debate, and we're forgetting about the fact that, yes, we have rights, but as they stated earlier, there are consequences that comes with decisions that you make. No matter what you believe, go out there. You have a right to bear arms. You have the right to go just shoot up people, do you? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, ultimately, let's stick to the script. But right now, what I'm seeing is it's a show on both sides.
It's a show, all
but
right.
I can tell you what, I'll tell you this. Roger Goodell feels that he's done enough. They'll probably fine him some more because other stuff has come out. But I think for the people that's been trying to run around with the parade that Dan was gone, based off of what I'm hearing from Goodell, he's going nowhere.
You've missed the most offensive part of the last 20 minutes. You've completely missed it, and I will not miss it. I will point it out to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Congressman Byron Donalds represents Southwest Florida District 19,
mm-hmm.
and he roots for the Cowboys. How many bandwagon-ass Cowboy fans do we need in our life?
Well, we just
from Florida.
Listen to him. We know he's
according to his Wikipedia page, he's from Brooklyn.
Something wrong
so
with
Brooklyn
him.
And Florida, and he's a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, he's a fool.
Mr. Goodell, I got no love for the NFL, but I am a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, how do you have no love for the NFL, but you love the Cowboys?
That's what offended
That's
me.
That's stupidity.
We'll be back. If these clowns are still talking, we're going to keep it going. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are giving you the U.S. House Oversight Committee hearing on the workplace culture of the Washington Commanders. We're taking it live throughout the day. Let me give you some highlights so far. Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney has announced she will subpoena Dan Snyder to appear before Congress. That is a major, major deal. It remains unclear if Snyder can be served as long as he's out of the country. We'll work hard to get those answers. Right now, Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL, remains under question by the congressman and by the members of Congress, and we go live.
Good. But then in September of 2020, Mr. Goodell, you entered into a secret common interest agreement with Dan Snyder's team to share information about the investigation, which included an investigation into his own conduct. But you never told the women who were participating in interviews with Ms. Wilkinson that there was this secret agreement to share information. So now Mr. Snyder got access to these interviews. How is that protecting the privacy and confidentiality of the women, which you have asserted is your key value here?
Well, the common interest agreement, and I'm not an attorney, is a legal document that helped us transfer the commander's investigation to the league investigation. It is an agreement that did not prevent us from sharing information.
No, it guaranteed that you would share information, right?
No, it allowed us to make sure that we could continue the investigation with Beth Wilkerson so that she would not have to go back and have to meet with some of the people she had already met as witnesses and have to go through that entire process again.
Okay.
Nothing in that common interest agreement. And by the way, I'll just point out too, that common interest agreement was entered into just a couple of weeks after we took over the investigation, when it was clear, before it was clear that this committee was even focused on this issue.
Well, right, this committee has nothing to do with it. The point is that Mr. Snyder had access to all of the interviews of the women whose confidentiality interests you're now purporting to assert. I'm puzzled by this, too. Why would you pay hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to investigate sexual harassment in a toxic workplace environment, but then publish no written report about it? You had a 243-page written report on Deflategate, as my colleague from Illinois pointed out, and you had another published report about sexual harassment with the Miami Dolphins where the names were redacted, where people felt there was a confidentiality problem. Why wasn't redaction sufficient to protect the anonymity of the women who were involved in the case of the Washington team?
Congressman, if I may, I just want to, I think, clarify something. To my knowledge and my understanding is Dan Snyder did not have access to those interviews that Beth Wilkerson had done, even while the team was overseeing that.
So you're saying he's never seen those interviews, you're saying?
Not to my knowledge, and I don't believe so.
Okay. Why wasn't redaction sufficient to protect the anonymity of the women being interviewed in the case of the Washington team when it was sufficient in the case of the Dolphins?
In the case of the Dolphins, my recollection was no one had asked for any confidentiality. Not only did
well,
in the Washington
No, they did
matter,
because their names were redacted.
Can I finish?
Please.
Not only in Washington, not only did they ask for confidentiality in many cases, we also promise them confidentiality.
Yes, that's what redaction is for. Okay, that's what redaction is for.
Redaction doesn't, Congressman, with all due respect, redaction doesn't always work in my world. I promise you.
Okay.
We needed to take extra steps to make sure these people who did come through and courageously come forward.
All right. I got to reclaim my time here because I got another question for you. Between August of 2020 and April of 21, while the Wilkinson investigation was taking place, Dan Snyder conducted a parallel investigation of the women who spoke out, and he filed 10 lawsuits in 7 states around the country in an effort to expose and undermine those women who had allegedly participated in the Washington Post series. One federal judge described Snyder's legal actions as, quote, an effort to burden and harass individuals formerly associated with the team who may have acted as sources for the Washington Post. adding that the subpoenas that he issued were, quote, being done for what the court perceives is an improper purpose, to discover the sources for the embarrassing and damning Washington Post story. So, did you do anything to try to stop Dan Snyder from harassing these women in court after they'd been sexually harassed? And do you condemn this action by Mr. Snyder?
I think any action that would discourage people from coming forward would be inappropriate and absolutely wrong. In fact, when we took over the investigation, we told the Washington commanders that they were not to do any investigations. By April 21, I think is the date you gave me, my recollection from your question, we were in the final stages, and Beth had probably met with most of the men and women that wanted to come forward, and we were getting close to concluding our investigation, our best investigation.
So you condemn that form of legal harassment against the women who came forward?
Madam Chair, time's
up. As I said, any kind of harassment against people who want to come forward and tell the truth, we would not permit, and we would not find acceptable.
The gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman, you are allowed to respond to his question. Okay, we are now recognized from Texas, Mr. Fallon, the gentleman from Texas.
I want to be frank with you. I'm angry and I'm concerned. Last week marked the 50th anniversary of Watergate, which was a scandal that led to a series of felony convictions and the first resignation of a United States president. And it tore at the very fabric of American society. And a scant 7.5 years ago, another scandal rocked our nation, threatening the very core and foundation of our republic, that being, of course, Deflategate. Where in an AFC championship game, the NFL footballs, the pigskins, the rock, the pill, the hand egg, the melon, and the leather was mysteriously underinflated by 2 PSI, pounds per square inch. This led to a multifaceted investigation, months long, thousands of dollars spent, where the GOAT, Mr. California Cool, the real Slim Brady, the master of the tuck, the Lord of the Rings, Tom Terrific, Tom Brady was suspended by the league. Mr. Commissioner, I'm sure you're aware that many in New England worship Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. as a demigod of sorts. And being a New England native myself, I don't blame him one bit. So my point here, sir, is that this country simply can't afford another scandal, particularly a preventable one. So I'm surprised that in reviewing the league rules to prepare for this hearing, this critical hearing, we uncovered that the NFL requires footballs today to be inflated to a gauge pressure of between 12.5 and 13.5 PSI. And the rules don't state and specify the temperature at which these measurements are to be made. And the pressure temperature law states that there is a positive correlation between the temperature and the pressure of a gas when there's a fixed volume and mass. So how can we, Commissioner, guarantee the consistency of the PSI levels of footballs moving forward?
Well, Congressman, it's been quite a while since I focused on this issue, but I'll tell you, our procedures now are that our game officials make that check prior to the game. And so they are the ones that do that individually, and then the balls are under protected order from that point on. They are not allowed to be tampered with from that point on. So I think hopefully we found that consistency and make sure that the rules apply to everyone and that they're applied equally.
And Commissioner, are you currently in New York City?
Yes, I am.
All right, so you're at sea level, and we're here in Washington, D.C. at sea level. So, sir, what do we do in Denver at Mile High Stadium with 5,280 feet high above sea level? And how do we account for the variances that could and do occur when there's differing atmospheric pressures vis-a-vis the PSI in your balls?
Well, Congressman, it's one of the reasons why, and several of your colleagues have mentioned, that we had a lengthy report following Deflategate. And the reason why is because we had several studies that went 50 pages or more talking about these exact issues. I can't recite exactly what they were at this point in time, but they considered altitude, they considered temperature, they considered all those issues and the variance. That's why that report was so lengthy, is because we wanted to put those procedures out, as well as the research that went into that.
Well, Mr. Commissioner, I'd like to offer my sincere apologies, because this hearing, as I said earlier, I'm angry and upset, because this hearing is a sham, and it's a farce, and it's a clown show, and it's a terrible waste of your time as the CEO of a multi-billion dollar privately held enterprise. It's a waste of this committee's time, and worst of all, it's a waste of the American taxpayers' time. We're here suffering inflation at a 41-year high, 8.6%, gasoline at $5 a gallon, highest than it's ever been in our history. We have a southern border wide open, more porous than in 250 years, and the drug cartels are making record profits, and this unchecked narcotics trafficking has fueled an opioid crisis, which is directly responsible for the deaths of 100,000 Americans. And earlier, you know, that's why I mentioned I was angry and I'm upset. And we're here harassing the NFL, and I might add, engaging in a partisan bizarre witch hunt of an NFL team and trespassing without just cause into the eternal affairs of a privately held entity when we face these other crises on multiple fronts. Quite frankly, it's disgusting, it's a disgrace, and Madam Chair, we can and must do better. I yield back.
I'm running out of words to describe this.
I think the whole thing is a farce from both sides. I think, you know, for him to go through all of that and ask about PSIs and all, listen, let's be real. We have a lot of things going on in this country, and a lot of it is because of those people that sit in those damn chairs right there that are overly protected. They don't do their jobs at a high level. They sit around and try to just get elected and elected and elected. They're not doing a great job. I think both sides are feeling.
I've never felt less confident in the future of the United States of America.
Both sides are feeling at this point, because let's get it straight. What we're seeing now is people got into a huddle and called out a play. Both sides are starting to stick to their guns. I think Roger Goodell has said, and I think whether we agree with it or not, what you do in your house, when it's a private owned home, that's your business for the most part. Roger Goodell has sat there and said we punished him and we think it was up to where we felt it should be. If something else come up, we'll make sure that something happened there too. But what it seems to me right now is that if it's not exactly what Maloney and the other guy from Illinois, what they think, it's never going to be satisfactory. I think, yes, we can sue people, we can file complaints against people, but ultimately in the United States of America, you go through a certain criteria of things. Well, if you go to court, you got to make sure you prove right or wrong. And a lot of times, he or she who's found guilty sometimes isn't guilty. It's just that you didn't prove that you were innocent. In this situation right here, she talks as if she's the only one that I can subpoena him. But don't you have a committee? Shouldn't you have to vote? I thought it was a democratic democratic society. But then on the flip side, they want to keep bringing up all the stuff. And what I hate about politics is what transpires today didn't start today. It started 4 or 5 years ago, and it all festers. So for them to sit up there and act like they, as Republicans, has absolutely nothing to do with it, is a bunch of BS in my book. Because it started while you were the people that were running everything. And now that it's come to full growth, you want to blame it on the other side. No, you had a lot to do with it too. So what we have issues in this country because that dude who sat there with the PSIs and all that, he had that much time to write up all that crap. And I bet you there's stuff failing right there in the area where he's over right now in this state. Weird. It's crazy, man.
I have one skill in the world. It's usually speaking. I'm going to get my S together and figure out what I have to say about this. Lanville, I think we're close to opening up the phones. I want to know what people learned. I want to know what people thought the highlight was. And if anything will come of this thing. If Goodell's still talking and anybody's asking relevant questions of the commanders, we'll go back to it. What a sideshow. and I want to use a different S word.
You're listening. What a crap show.
You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. I've made a list of the moments that stood out to me in this. There's a congressman speaking right now that, I don't even want to put on the radio.
I don't want to put him on the radio, but I'm going to talk about what he's talking about.
Go ahead if you want.
I put him ultimately as the biggest ass I've ever met in my, ever heard in my life. He's saying that there's not systemic racism in the police departments of the United States of America. I just point out to things that happen. Person gets stopped for a traffic violation, gets shot. Person shoots up 22 people or 10 people, and they are taken away unscathed. Person walks into a church and kills a bunch of people, and he's taken to a McDonald's before he gets taken down to the jail. If you have the wherewithal to hold off from shooting a guy that shot up people and shot police officers, and then you shoot a person that's in a car with his hands on the steering wheel, I don't know where that comes from other than some type of race. Because when the person, the first thing I talked about, when a person gets stopped for a traffic stop, that person is normally African-American. And the people that get taken away after shooting up people with assault rifles and things like that are normally not African-American. So if you have the audacity and the patience to not pull that trigger when someone has shot up people and also shot some police officers, but you don't in the other one, that's built in. So for this man to sit up there and try to say, it's stupid. This whole thing, I know we all waited for it to come, but the more I watch it, it's been nothing but charades.
I agree. Here's what I want to do. I want to try to get past the charades, talk about what actually happened, what was actually important, what we actually learned from Roger Goodell, if at all. And we're going to take your calls. I want everybody's reaction. We've all been listening. We've all been watching. We've all been seeing it on social media. MGM National Harbor listener lines now open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I know there's some folks that have been on hold a while. We're taking calls next. I've heard enough. I've heard enough. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.